neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Has a dwelling place. What does that mean? If one, like, he doesn't have a place to live, and also children that are supported by their parents, but they might not be in the house. Could be in yeshivot, out of the city, country, so they're not obligated to light Nerot Hanukkah. And also...
But if they do, they have to say the
Beracha? No, we don't say Beracha. And also, our minhag, the custom of Sephardim, we only light one set of Nerot for Hanukkah. The children that they might thought by different minhagim, then they light different Nerot Hanukkah. They could, but they should not say Beracha. But it's always better that when the father lights a Nerot, if the children they like to light Nerot Hanukkah without Beracha, they should light it somewhere else by a different window. So that one will be recognized, that is the Nerot Hanukkah that we light for the house.
Or light after the first one.
They could, yeah. Right. And also something that is, Baruch Hashem, is very practical. In the time of the Hanukkah, you have a guest over, family over. So that's all includes for them, even though that they have their own room, but they stay, they should be included by the host. That means, they do not light Nerot Hanukkah with Beracha. There is a suggestion that they participate in the candle or the oil by accepting part of it as far as the expense. But there is no need. Like, let's say if there is a son-in-law, daughter-in-law, and so on, they're over, so there is no expectation from them. So the halacha, they don't need even to participate by paying something to be included in the candle or the oil. So only one set of the old Hanukkah will be written in the house. The question that was asked as far as traveling on the ocean, so there is a discussion if that considers a house, like a dwelling place or not, because it's moving, or airplane. So the halacha is for Safina, on the ship, if somebody going on a cruise in the time of the Hanukkah, he should light the Nerot Hanukkah with Beracha if they're not lighting for him at the house. So let's say if the wife or the husband, they are already lighting in the house, so he'll be included, so he doesn't need to light. But if he's obligated, that's what the halacha, to light, he can. So the other question was on, what was the other question? Airplane. So what we do on the airplane? Somebody's traveling at the time of Hanukkah on the airplane. Or some, God forbid, nobody should stay in a hospital. They have a regulation that you cannot light candles. So what is going to do? Since Bani Halacha, you can use a flashlight while you're traveling, but without Beracha. You don't say Beracha, just as a reminder of the miracle. So you can light a flashlight without a Beracha. So this way, you have in mind to...
Just one.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.